Hi, I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike.
And this is NerdSense. This is a pretty special episode, I would say. We don't really have... Well, we do have an agenda, but we don't really have any nerd news to talk about. I'm sure we'll think of some stuff. We'll start talking about it. But we're actually in the process of brewing a NerdSense beer.
Official NerdSense beer.
Official NerdSense beer. We haven't come up with a name yet, but it's a Hefeweizen. We have the boil going upstairs. We just put in the hops. So what we're going to do is we're going to record for about, probably now, like 25 minutes. And then pause it, go upstairs, cool the wort down, come back down, record for another 15 minutes, check to see if it's ready to put in the carboy, and then it's going to sit for 2 weeks. We're going to bottle 2 weeks after that, and then 2 weeks after that, we're going to be ready to drink it. So in a month time-ish, it should be ready. None of you out there will be able to taste it.
Lucky you. I'm hoping it's reasonable.
I would hope so.
It's funny that you've spent the money on making now. This is your third batch. You still yet to taste any of them.
Yeah, that's a good point. So yeah, I bought a 1 gallon kit from Northern Brewer for $50. Not a bad deal. I only brewed before at like a place that gave you all the recipe and all the equipment and whatnot. So the first one I brewed was a red ale, which I'm afraid maybe bad because not bad, but I only got 7.5 bottles because apparently I was supposed to keep the lid on. Larry told me this last week. And it boiled off some of the water. So, and I also use tap water. So I'm a little worried.
Yum.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. But I also have a Dead Ringer IPA, which I brewed properly, so hopefully that'll come out good. Yeah, they're just 1 gallon small batches. I'll probably upgrade to a bigger batch once I feel comfortable, but...
Well, the big thing, too, is make sure that this is going to be something you'll put time in.
And what I like doing. Well, yeah. We like beer. So we like beer. Making it's interesting.
I guess I'm only on step 2.
Yeah.
Or 5, depending on whatever you want to call that.
Yeah. Well, the first batch I made was a lot less than this, actually, because once you boiled it, you put everything in, and you left for 45 minutes. You didn't do anything 15 minutes later or anything like that. You just let it boil, and then that was it.
I bet because of the wheat. They don't want the hops in there as long.
Yeah, so the Dead Ringer IPA did, though, that was like a bunch of different stuff in the middle. In between, during the 45 minutes, I had to put like hops in it like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 5 minutes before, and then at the last. So that was more complicated. But yeah, it seems like it's a fun thing. I enjoy it. It's fun. Hopefully it tastes good. I don't know. We'll see.
Funny that the three worst beers you've ever had, like they cause like you to have like projectile diarrhea shits.
Well, I Larry tried one. Actually, no, did he brew one yet in the 1 gallon before? No, I don't think so. Well, he brewed one on Sunday with me. He actually made a... Hey, what is that noise? Okay, what is that? Well, that's humorous. We fixed something with my heating duct, I guess.
Interesting.
Anyways, back to brewing. Yeah, so I actually have a 5 gallon, no, 30, what's 30 quarts, is that 5 gallon? Yeah, I think it's a 5 gallon, no, 7 gallon tank. I bought to fry a turkey for Thanksgiving, which is a nice turn I can use for brewing, so be good for bigger batches once. We could do it outside too, obviously, probably not in the winter because it'd be fucking freezing, but.
Actually, I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, good point, we're just going out there, like letting it, let it sit, and then go back out to it.
Yeah, but we can sit out there in the chairs and drink beer.
Touché.
there's nothing we... Had a problem with doing it in the woods in the middle of winter.
Yeah, good point.
Let's go to the woods with this fucking blizzard out. This is brilliant. We're all fucking freezing our asses off trying to suck down Coors Light.
We have no other place to drink. We might as well. Oh, those were the days.
Remember we used to buy those beer balls?
Oh my god, beer balls. Jesus fucking Christ. I remember when we had beer balls at the apartment, like when we used to cut it open and like it would stay for days. We would still drink it. That was gross.
I didn't drink that
gross.
Shit.
Gross, yeah, I did. We were gross fuckers.
I was drinking vodka at that time.
Yeah, we were disgusting. Well, right now we're drinking Night Shift, what was this called? I forget. Night Shift Young Guns, which you heard us talk before about Night Shift Morph, which is a series of IPAs they're doing. It's all different recipes. This is actually one of the losers of the last batch, but even though it's a loser, it's... still a pretty good beer. It's a very light IPA.
I like it a lot.
I don't know what, do you get grapefruit?
Yes, okay. Sincerely. Sorry. But grapefruit I'm not a big fan of, But I think this one actually kind of works.
Yeah, it's very minimal, like.
Yeah, but it's definitely present.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I guess what do we have for time? Just so we know.
Oh, before we have to do our next step, is 17 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think if we have any nerd news to talk about. You watch Arrow. I didn't watch Arrow, so we can't talk about Arrow. But
well, we can talk about Arrow up to what has already happened.
Yeah. Or all I know something. Oh, I know what we can discuss.
Lily Rock?
No, Laurel Lance.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. They released pictures of her officially as a Black Canary.
Oh, no. God, I hate that.
Mike loves her. He actually wishes that she would act in more things, I think.
Oh, I hate the actor. I hate the character. I kind of wish they would go hard against continuity of the comics and just kill her off brutally. As much as I disliked her sister, I dislike her more.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It doesn't look bad from afar.
No, it doesn't look bad. No, visually, it's fine.
Yeah.
But just, this is not going to work with the story at all.
Yeah, she's not a good actress at all.
She's terrible.
She's just like stone face. Looks like she's reading fucking cue cards half the time.
Yeah,
her terrible. Emotional scenes are freaking terrible.
At least, I mean, she's training with Ted Grant, which goes in line with the comics.
Which it does, but Ted Grant's also played by a young stud, it looks like. And it's so, like, Ted Grant's supposed to be part of the Justice Society of America. That means he should be
rather old.
And
he also saw Batman, didn't he? Did Batman go to him for some boxing lessons?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So it's like, okay. Well, I guess they're not going to go back with the Jay Garrick Flash in the Flash show then, either, I'm assuming. Because they can't really bring Jay Garrick in unless... Well, like, I guess they could say.
Yeah.
About his people. Because they never said how he got his powers, did they? He just always had them.
Who?
Jay Garrick?
No, he got him some bullshit.
Some bullshit thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But, the preview, I don't know if you saw it, it showed like a bunch of upcoming episodes, and it showed like the Wildcat mask. But it had a voiceover where it said, he's like, I used to be a vigilante. It's like, when? You're like 20!
They talked about it in the last episode.
Oh, they did? Yeah. So that must have been that thing. It's like,
and they didn't show his mask.
Oh, they didn't, yeah. It must
well, they didn't show it on him. Leave it at that.
That's what I saw in the preview.
They showed it on someone else.
On someone else. Oh, interesting. Because it was because in the preview, they showed it laying on
the
table.
Yeah. The episode was very good. I'm going to let you know right now.
I'll watch it tomorrow. I was supposed to watch it today, but I forgot. Yeah, I don't know. I like
this season so far is ho-hum. It's doing the job, but the last two seasons were a lot better so far.
Are you caught up on The Flash yet?
I haven't watched any of it.
So you just watched the pilot?
That's it, yeah. Did the aired version of the pilot, is it the same as...
Same, yeah.
Same idea.
But obviously the quality is a lot better than what we watched.
You have to drink more, man. I can't stop crushing this stuff. It's just too good.
Mm-hmm. The other one I actually got from back to Night Shift, just real quick. It's called Root. It was made with purple parsnips.
Interesting.
It was a Saison. It was only 3.7%.
Oh, it was like a summer beer.
Yeah, it was pretty, very interesting. It was like purple.
Weird.
Purple pinkish. It had this weird, like...
Remember that beer we had? The purpley beer we had? That the Dogfish had?
Oh, the 61.
It was some grape thing, wasn't it?
The Dogfish 61, yeah.
That was
it wasn't actually, yeah, I don't know why they call it 61 because it's a misconception. It had nothing to do with 60-minute IPA at all.
No.
But they call it an IPA, and it was not an IPA.
No, but wasn't it like a grape?
Yeah.
A grape musk or whatever?
Yeah, grape musk, yep. And I didn't think it was that good.
It was okay. It wasn't... It was interesting. But
yeah.
It wasn't like a... I don't know, sometimes I think Dogfish Head and Rogue as well, they overreach a little bit. Like, they're never not interesting, but they're not always outstanding. They're mostly hits... But sometimes their misses are spectacular.
That's why I like, when I think of breweries like that, I like Night Shift more because Night Shift will do a batch, and if it's not a hit, right, they're just going to stop brewing it. Dogfish and Rogue, they just keep putting it out because they're big enough. Night Shift knows when to kind of go, okay, that didn't work. We're not going to make it anymore.
But with Night Shift, they do all this stuff in small batches.
Yeah.
The beers are never the same.
Yeah.
I mean, even their tried and true beers, they're always a little different because of the way they store their beers.
Yeah. Yeah, but That's a good point. That's a very good point. And I don't see them getting... Well, I could see them getting bigger, but...
Well,
except... Made it there in one shot this time, by the way. Bam!
Yeah, we did we make it there in one shot last time?
No, the last time we went, remember, I took the right by accident. We made it on the rotary, but I took the right by accident, yeah.
Three times in a row.
And then we tried going to Idle Hands, because it was funny, because that day we told Carrie's mom, like, oh, we're going to go shopping and whatnot, we're going to get beer, and Carrie needs to get her iPhone fixed, and I was like, I'm sitting at night shift, and I go, Idle Hands is 3 minutes away from here, and she goes, I can get my iPhone fixed later, we'll just tell my mom we go shopping. But then we get there, and it was like, it closed at 5, but next time we go, we go to Idle Hands, literally, it's like...
No, that's why we didn't go last time.
Yeah, because it closed early, yeah. But, so, that's night shift. They're pretty awesome.
Well, I think a lot of time night shifts is they're more interesting than they are good in a lot of ways. Like they're more because I was saying they do have plenty of good beers.
Oh yeah.
But sometimes like I only go because I'm like, well, that's interesting, mm-hmm. And there's like it's cool for like little samples.
They have a new stout in some. I almost got a growler, but I didn't end up doing it because.
Yeah, don't you think their stouts are those a little bit thin?
Yeah, I think it's because of the way they brew their beer.
Well, I found like a lot of. I wonder if, like, the bigger breweries, if they use thickening agents in their fucking stouts. Because a lot of the like, smaller places, when they have their stouts, they have these great flavors, but the body's just not the same.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of, not Con Shoes. Who has, like, thin stouts?
Rogue stouts aren't that thick.
No. Stone is. Con Shoes is. I'm wondering, I don't know. Weird. I wouldn't mind trying to brew a stout. See how it comes out.
It's just to say fuck it.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. And with these gallon dashes, you don't lose much.
No.
And if it's $14-15, if it's bad, you just fucking pound them. Still beer.
No, you didn't like your batch that last time, did you? I thought you had problems with it.
The Belgian?
Yeah.
I was critical about it. Yeah, at first I didn't like it because it was too sweet. But then once it started mellowing out,
yeah,
I started liking it more. And now that it has the sour stuff, I'm still like, but it's not bad. I still have a fucking case of it, I think, over there.
We should pound all those bottles and you should fucking tore the fuck up one day.
Into a podcast.
Yeah, we should be like, yeah, but like, so left. Sometimes with our podcast, even as they are, like, we tend to speak real fast and trip up our words and slur a little bit. And we're drunk with... and have that for an hour. Yeah. We'll listen to the next day, shoot ourselves in the face. And...
I think when we can really start doing that is probably once we're ready to leave Kaylee overnight, because then Carrie won't be mad if we're all drunk here.
Well, I mean, there's a big difference between me and you fucked up down here and like 8 people.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know, that's, I mean, Carrie's probably saying, man, let's be real, you know, but.
Yeah, but that, no, that would be, that yeah, if we just finished them off,
that
would be really fucking sick.
Yeah, it's alright though. I'm okay with doing it, honestly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a case, maybe a little less than a case, but.
Yeah, but those pretty big bottles, a couple of those would be pretty fucking.
Because it's like 8-ish%. Yeah,
it'd be pretty well lit.
Yeah. If we just took a bottle, we should play over 40 hands. Well, Edward 22 hands with them.
I don't know if I can do that.
I don't think it would actually be good at... Oh, that's the only problem. You gotta remember, we're only gonna get probably half a bottle out of each. Remember every time we open them now?
No.
Fucking foams up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So we wouldn't even be able to drink it out of the bottle. It would be too foamy.
Fuck. I wonder why it's doing that.
I don't know. Maybe it's just been sitting too long. I don't know. I'm hoping the other ones come out good. Because with these, you don't actually do hit it with CO2. They give you these little sugar capsules, and you put one in each bottle.
Yeah, no, that's like a home brewer method.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
The yeast reacts with carbonation.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen when I open the half bottle.
Oh, the last one?
The one that was half, and I put one in there, and I actually took a sip of it, and I realized after I took a sip of it, I went, fuck, I disinfected it.
You gotta throw it away.
You can still drink it.
Yes.
I'm curious to see how it tastes.
Look, this tastes like Asshole. Actual asshole. Mike, come here.
Yeah, this tastes like me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much wow.
Dude, I've been like going ape shit on like podcasts. Dude, I'm subscribed to like 16 of them.
I have so many, but the problem is like, oh, and I ended up actually, I caved and I paid the night. Did I tell you, the app I use for podcasts? Did I tell you that they released a web app? They released a web app, so basically it'll sync all my podcasts across all devices, on my phone, my tablet, in the website. So like if I'm listening to a podcast on the computer, and I get in my car, I put my phone on, it'll automatically pick up wherever I was. And at first I was like, I don't want to pay. It was like $9 for like the web app.
Why the fuck would you do that?
And I was like, you know what? I was like, they make a good application. I like what they do. I've been using their app on my iPhone, my iPad, and then when I switched to Android, I switched to it on my Android phone, and it's just been flawless. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to support. And I decided to do it, not because I really wanted the web app, but because I more wanted to support the developers.
I don't think I've ever paid more than like a dollar for an app, ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it, because like, I'd rather listen, if I'm sitting at my desk, I'd rather listen to it through my big speakers on my computer than my phone, or like I could always put my phone into the same speaker set, but it's more of a pain in the ass. Not really a pain in the ass, but you know. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I really just wanted to support them.
Dude,
$9 is a pretty fucking...
That's steep, though.
Yeah.
For an app.
But the fact that I can sync it across everything, any device...
Yeah, but my integrated app works across all my devices.
iOS.
I only use iOS.
Now, if you listen to a podcast on the iTunes app in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pull up on your... That, does that have this... Does your iPad carry over the... Where you left off?
I've never tried with my iPad. I assume so because I still have my iPhone 4 that I use at work as an iPod.
And that carries over? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I very seldom use it now. I really should. I just use my phone. Fuck it. I just plug right in. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm using it or not using it, my battery still plummets at work unless I have it on airplane.
That sucks.
Yeah, it just fucking destroys my fucking battery because there's like no service. My phone's always struggling to find fucking service.
You should just turn off cell data. Is there Wi-Fi in there? Turn off cell data. Just turn on. And,
well,
then if Chan wants to message you, she still can because it's a live message.
Yeah. And you and Jason can. So can Josh.
Yep.
But I have intermittent one bar to no bar, and I get phone calls at work sometimes, and you know, especially from like the VA and stuff, or job stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. You listen to way more podcasts than I do.
Well, I don't listen to a lot of them, but like,
you just have a lot that you do like to listen to, and you're trying to keep up with them.
Well, I have a lot that I occasionally like to listen to, like Star Talk Radio, which is the Neil deGrasse Tyson one, is like really, really hit or miss, and I generally don't like it. I don't like, they're about an hour long, and I mean some of them are 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, they're like the Star Talk sound bites and. It's horseshit. But, like, even the ones that are hour long, I mean, there's, like, 7 ads. And they're a couple minutes long. It's ridiculous. And when I listen to it, it's a couple of minutes, and then it's, like, it's been fucking a minute hitting the 15-second ahead, 15-second ahead.
It's fucking stupid. At that point, it's like, you're just doing this for the ad revenue.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But, like, sometimes it's pretty cool. Like, he had, like, last week he had on, Hank Azaria.
Oh, you told me. I think you mentioned.
No, a couple couple months ago, whatever, he had like Maya Bialik and Paul Rudd for an interview.
Wow.
So, not for an interview, but like they were just like it was like a live show, a live one. It was weird, but like it's sometimes it's cool, and a lot of times it isn't. Then I just delete those.
Yeah.
You just like fucking Joe Rogan. You can't keep up with him.
No.
So if I don't want to listen, I just delete them.
Yeah, I do the same.
You know. But like
I cherry pick the Joe Rogan episode. If I find the guest interesting, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, but same with me. But he didn't do anything for like a week and a half. And he's had like six this week.
Yeah, so what do you, it's like, I guess when he has downtime for whatever he does nowadays.
Yeah.
You go see, he just like, I'm gonna fucking record a podcast.
Yeah, I'll just do DMT.
Just gonna do fucking DMT. And me and Kevin Smith are gonna talk about hunting fucking wild game for like 3 hours.
What, hunting bears. Isn't it weird that it was still pretty interesting?
I still haven't finished the second part.
Oh, yeah.
I still finished the second part, but yeah. But yeah, no, it's like, it's so fucking crazy. Like, the second part, the beginning of the second part where Kevin Smith's like, yeah, he's an awesome guy, blah, blah, blah. He's like, he almost convinced me I wanted to go hunting. And he's like, no, I don't fucking want to go hunting. It's, yeah, the shit that they just went, like, there was no educational value whatsoever. Actually, there's no educational value ever in any of their podcasts. But this is just, like, complete, utter fucking nonsense.
Well, like, Joe Rogan talks about a lot of shit that you know, talk about various receptors, it's DMT.
Yeah.
And so it's like, cool.
And that's pretty interesting, but that's like...
Yeah, it's interesting, because, like, they just fucking sat down for 3.5 hours and shot the shit. And there's two podcasts, one for 2 hours, one for 1.5 hours.
Yeah, I wonder if Kevin Smith, like, wakes up during the day sometimes, like, when he wakes up and he's, like, not high for, like, 0.3 seconds. If he thinks about the stuff that he said on podcasts when he was high, and goes, huh, I don't know if I agree with that, and he gets high and thinks it's funny again. Because there were a few times, like, he started cracking up laughing at something Joe Rogan said, and I'm sitting there going, huh, wasn't that funny? I'm like, I don't think he was even trying to be funny.
I don't know, I think sometimes things are funny.
So you don't fuck with bears. It's like, no shit, you don't fuck with bears.
Yeah, but I think sometimes there's like facial tics and ways something reacts.
Well, no, the weird thing was, no, if you listen to, I caught this. This is what I caught. When Kevin, it was the beginning of the first episode, Kevin was smoking or something like that, and Joe was...
Oh, he's like, I have one of those?
Yes, but... Joe said something along the lines of, I can't see you, so I can't, I don't know what that means, if there's like a wall between them somehow, or if there's like a, maybe they can see part, or there's like something divided. He's like, oh, I couldn't see what you were doing, or whatnot. He knew that he was smoking, but I think he said something, and I caught that, and I went, does that mean like they're like separated somehow?
It doesn't make sense. He does it with his wife sometimes.
Yeah.
Have you heard that podcast?
No.
They haven't had a new one in like a year and a half.
It's the Smog Kill Morning Show, right?
No, it's called the Smogcast.
What's the timer, by the way, for the brew?
Plus One, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a lot of them that were...
Looks like we're done. My thing did not go off.
Shit.
Sorry, man.
We're going to pause here.
Silas.
Let's hit this. Oh, okay. We are recording again, right?
Yeah, there's some heavy editing.
Yeah, whatever. So we're back. We actually took a little longer than we expected. We actually decided to wait and let it chill instead of coming down while it was chilling. And so yeah, we're back and it's now sitting in its carboy, fermenting for 2 weeks. Speaking of fermenting, Jason just texted me, as you all remember Jason. He's not here. He was supposed to be here this week, but he's actually... not brewing his own. He's not brewing as well. He's distilling, actually. He's making his own whiskey and moonshine. So he's now texting me nonstop. Ooh, wow. He's run out of bottles to store it.
He's selling at Walmart.
What, whiskey bottles?
Well, jars. Mason jars.
The shine, on the other hand, is delish. I'll believe it when I taste it.
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, it should be. Hopefully it's good. I'm sure. Well, we need to have, like... He said it should be done in 3 weeks, so... That's a week after my first batch will be done.
Okay.
So maybe we can have, like, a little... Then I get 7.5 bottles. I'm sure that'll... Hopefully it's not bad. Yeah, it should be good.
Wait, how long before that shit's done?
The one we just did?
The one he's doing?
He said 3 weeks.
So wait, for the moonshine? Or the whiskey? Because, I was going to say, like...
Because he said because you're helping a bottle Saturday, right?
I didn't tell him I was going to.
You did.
At what point?
In the fucking text message conversation. He said, Mike, do you want to help me bottle? And you said yes. On Saturday or something like that.
He said, do you want a bottle?
He didn't. I can guarantee you, he said, do you want to help me bottle? Because he said Mike specifically.
Damn. I think I should do... That ain't gonna be good.
It got you good, fucker.
He said the whiskey river for the holiday.
I can't find this.
Yeah, we went back pretty far.
Was it on Sunday?
No, it was before Sunday.
It was yesterday, wasn't it?
Sorry, folks, for looking through this. This is an interesting podcast.
He said, I'm distilling moonshine this weekend. If you want a jar, let me know. That's it.
I thought he meant if you want to jar with him.
But if you want a jar, let me know.
Oh.
Yeah, don't fucking scare me like that. I mean, I don't know what I know.
Wait, why didn't he offer me a jar?
Because I drink moonshine.
You drink the jar, like the store-bought moonshine.
I'll drink any moonshine someone wants to fucking get.
I'll drink it too, but I don't know if I'd take a whole jar. Okay, we're going to pour this now. Age at cellar. Yeah, I've been cellaring it. We're drinking a Lucky Bastard by Stone, which is what Lucky Bastard is. Arrogant Bastard, Double Bastard, mixed together pretty much. But this one is aged in peppers and aged in bourbon barrels. And I'm pretty sure it's going to kick both our asses.
Yeah, I'm going to quit liking.
The smell of the cork is already
fucking brutal.
Yeah, it makes me want to just... I'm not even going to pour a glass for myself. Oh my god, I can smell it.
That's funny.
I didn't even start pouring yet.
Oof.
Fuck. Actually, dick. I kind of want to give Kerry some of this.
Hey, can I try this? Ugh! 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 Ready to do this?
Places. Yeah, cheers. To destroying our palates.
Wet bitches.
Wet bitches.
I don't think you can drink that.
Nope.
It's not like a drinkable beer.
It's not crushable by any means.
No, this is like a prank beer.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do this. I still, you know what else is in the fridge up there? The Ghostface Killer. That I want to wait for like at least like four of us.
Yeah, this is like, like, I mean, this is interesting. I'm glad I tried it, but like, Christ,
I feel like it's on the palate, like there's flavor there, but...
But it's not like, I mean, like, I'm okay with my food being like this. But for a drink, this is not, like, palatable.
No.
It was weird when I first hit my tongue, I was like, well, that's pretty good. And then I got the burn on my throat, I'm like, I mean, this is, like, I don't know, like, usually you have your spicy food and you have your water to...
Yeah. You're like, you need to drink another beer.
You have any fucking dad's beer here? I'm not using a good beer to wash this shit down.
I have watermelon Beer Works beer.
Do you have anything else that's, like, shitty?
That is pretty shitty.
Yeah, no, do you have anything else that's shitty? I don't like watermelon beer.
No. I don't even have a Bud Light, I don't think. Yeah, I may have a Bud Light. Do you really want to drink a Bud Light?
Well, I don't want to use a good beer to wash this down.
Watermelon beer isn't good. This actually doesn't taste like watermelon beer anymore. It tastes kind of like...
Okay, sure, whatever.
I'll grab it. Here, I'll pause too.
We might...
Pause this? Alright, we're back to recording again. We just grabbed some Beer Works watermelon beer, which is kind of gross because it's... Yeah, and well, usually the Beer Works watermelon beer is great on draft, but in cans, not so much. We mainly grabbed it to... we also grabbed a Bud Light, but we're doing that so we can counteract the fucking flavor of the spiciness of this stuff.
It's not that it's bad, it's just not like beer drinking material, you know?
Yeah, I gave it to Carrie and I'm like, you want more? She's like, nope.
I mean, I'm glad I tried it. It's interesting.
Yeah. And imagine this times 10. That's what I'm assuming the ghost face is. Because the ghost face obviously is ghost peppers. That actually says malt beverage on it too. So that's a novelty beer.
Yeah.
So that I want to do with at least a couple of us.
Yeah. Just
me, you, Jason. Well, Larry's already had it, so here he knows what to expect.
Yeah, well, it's going to end up with all of us punching you in the face. Good thing you work from home.
Yeah, but no, I'm on video calls every day.
I'm busted fucking nose.
What happened? Well, I made people drink this.
Is that good? Hang up. You're an asshole.
Yeah, we're thinking of having like the housewarming party. So maybe we'll do that for the housewarming party, but that'll have to be the after beer. Because in the housewarming party, we have a bunch of... I want to do the 2008 Dogfish Head in the housewarming party. You know what else? You know what Larry has? He has two Westy 12s left.
Why does he have two left?
I don't know.
Why did he drink them?
Yeah, they came in a 4-pack, and I was like, what the fuck? Because like, he brought one here that we had, and he had one at home. And I was like, you've had two for the last, like, 3 years? He goes, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? So yeah, we're going to do that, the 2008 Dogfish, and then probably that. And then...
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do it. That'd be interesting.
Literally, if it's a housewarming party, we'll probably just give everyone like a little bit of the Ghostface Killer. But the 2008 Dogfish in the Westie, we can like a select group of us can sneak off.
Yeah, down here, lock the door.
Where'd everyone go?
The three of us down here.
Joel comes out. Go fuck yourself.
For real.
He was not happy, by the way.
For what?
The other day.
For the text.
I got a bunch of texts after.
Oh, did you?
He was not. He was pissed.
Was he? Why?
He was very upset and hurt.
Yeah, but he has to realize, like...
He's like, I understand that I bail a lot, but you don't need to hammer it in every 2 seconds.
Yeah, but if you don't hammer it in, then you don't fucking...
Yeah, I was like, it was, you know, just joking, like, ribbing, like, thought that was funny, but I guess not.
No, I didn't give a fuck. I tell him to his face. I openly talk shit to him hard sometimes, especially when you walk out of the room. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm not saying it isn't true, you know, and it's almost like cartoonish how unreliable he is.
He really is.
It's beyond even a joke.
Like, did you actually read the article I sent?
Yeah, I read some of it.
Yeah, I skimmed it as well, but yeah.
Jesus, he's a fucking prime. I hope he listens to this podcast. If he listens to any of this, he's on the air just constant talk shit. We actually want
to. I don't think he listens to it at all.
I don't think anyone listens to this at all.
No, I don't think he does. I don't think anyone does. I don't know. Maybe we need to promote it more.
I think we need to streamline kind of our format, and I think we need to get better equipment. sometimes listening to it is harsh.
Well, that was terrible.
Can you back up?
A little bit. but I don't think that's it, though. Like, do you think it's people actually listen to it and they turn away because it sounds like this? I don't think so.
I shut up podcasts because it sounds like shit.
Mm. Yeah, we need a mixer. And I think we need to freaking do more, like...
More streamlined format?
Yeah, more streamlined. Definitely more streamlined format.
The only people who can do, like, these stream-conscious kind of... podcasts of people that are famous and people give a shit about their personal lives already.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Maybe we need to blog more and then I don't know how we get out there. We need to find someone that has an in. Do we know anyone from high school that has like an in the industry? No.
Oh, actually, Josh was telling me he wants to get into back in, yes, he used to do it. A while ago, but he wants to get back into writing like comic strips.
You know, Joshua comic strips?
I guess so. Like the other little 3-panel.
Yeah.
And I was saying maybe we can post some on our Nerd Sense.
For sure, because Joel and I actually talked about doing that years ago. Like we want to do like a Penny Arcade type thing.
Right.
I'm down. Who draws?
I think he does all of it.
Cool. You know, yeah, that'd be awesome if we can all like, if he wants to do it himself or if he wants us to collaborate on like things.
Yeah. I mean, I told him, like, because we were joking around about ideas and stuff, and
the more content we can put on the site, the better for us,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. I said, you know, I think Sean would be into that, because, you know, put something on our page, so neither of us doing much blogging.
What do you mean, neither of us doing much blogging?
I was being sarcastic.
Zero blogging.
Yeah. Well, it's tough, because I really do have a lot of shit on my plate, you know? I mean, especially right now, I mean... Only because, you know, I have certain days that I spend with Chan, I have certain days that I do the podcasting, I have certain days that I do the band thing, and in almost all of them I do for multiple hours per day. It's not like I ever at home, like most days, I get home, and then I go out immediately and I don't get home until later. I'm not home much.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you just blog on your iPhone.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know, but the thing is, a lot of things that, like, that are interesting to me, like, are things that, like, you know, that I feel like, you know, I'm passionate enough to write about aren't, like comic book movies. You know, there are things that would probably be inappropriate for the blog, for this kind of thing, because, like, we go a little serious every now and then, but we mostly fuck around. And, yeah. Like, and the things that interest me are, like, our fucking idiot creationist bullshit in media and stuff like that. That's not gonna be, people don't wanna read my fucking rantings and ravings, you know?
Yeah, well, you don't know, maybe, but yeah.
But it's just not in line with what our content of the show is.
Yeah, we kinda do wanna keep it in more line of,
you know, comedy and being silly. But like, but if I was blogging, it'd be more or less like bitching.
You could bitch about, like, comics and stuff.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just, like, I'm not... I like those things. Like, you know, I fucking really want to watch that damn Dumb and Dumber movie coming out this week.
Yes. That's for tomorrow, right?
Today.
Thursday?
Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday, yeah. So, like... But, I mean, I enjoy these movies, but, like, I'm not going to have, like, in-depth... fucking points about them, like they're fun to shoot the shit about, but
no, there's not many. There's nothing really like I would write about, like, regarding Marvel too much. Like the speculation shit, yeah, it's happened, it's been there. I do kind of feel like now that I've got the Android tablet, I think I'm gonna completely switch away from iOS. I think I want to write another blog post about, because the first two blog posts in the Nerd Sense are still what I wrote like years and years ago regarding when I switched to Android and I switched back. This would be a good follow up post to be like, hey, okay, if I was switching to Android and now I don't want to switch back, then here am I.
No, that would make a good. We talk about it now, actually. Yeah. What's your interest in it?
I think the new version of Android, which is 5.0, it's Android 5, called Android Lollipop, is the whatever.
Got the L now?
Yeah, it just came with L, whatever, yeah, as Google calls it. And it's fucking slick. I'm, like, in love with it. It's so slick. There's so much more stuff I can do with it. It's, okay, sorry about that. So where was I with Android? It's definitely a lot more polished than it used to be, for sure. Like, I think 4.0 was really when they hit their stride, and now with 5.0, I think they have a real competitor. I think anyone that is iOS, like, really, like, deep in the iOS ecosystem, I think if they tried it, I think there's a good chance you may actually enjoy it. Don't shake your head. You haven't even tried it. You don't know.
I tried it, but it was fun.
But he hasn't had the new version.
He had, I think, the second to last one.
The whole UI is completely changed. Notifications are different. I don't know. It is like there are a lot of things on Android that you can do that you can't do on iOS, but there's also a lot of stuff. The way iOS is more stable, obviously, because of
it's not open source.
Set number of devices too, right? But what I've been using is Google's devices, so their Nexus line. So the Nexus 9 I just bought, and now I just installed Lollipop on my Nexus 5. So the thing with the Nexus devices, those are made by Google. Well, the Nexus 9 is made by HTC, the Nexus 5 is made by LG, but it's made with Google and it's stock Android. It doesn't have all the stuff that like Samsung would put on it or Motorola would put on it. Like all their like, you know, bloatware, all that, like their apps and whatnot. So it is like the vanilla Android experience. It's like, it kind of is like iOS, because like it's these are the reference devices. These are what they say. This is Android, this is how Android should be. So I want it to be, but obviously it's open source, so other manufacturers can do what they want with it. So, I think I'm finally going to get rid of my iPad and go Android. Yeah, I think I'm going to write go a little more in-depth in the blog post, but I don't know, I would encourage anyone, if they have the ability, to give it a try and play with it if they can. I think it's finally there. Folks, there.
Oh,
I was wondering what it was. I said, yeah, my phone's on silence. What the fuck?
Forgot that I had the Hangouts on my iPad now. I don't know. I just like iOS. I do. And it's Josh just switched over completely. Josh was using Androids for a while.
Well, now but now he has both, right?
No, he got rid of the Android. Now he's just his iPad and iPhone.
Oh, he did get an iPhone.
Yeah, you got the iPhone 6. We talked about it last week.
Oh, right. I thought everybody had the iPad. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah. He just likes it better.
See, my feeling is, I think a lot of people that would do it, that do switch over to iOS from Android is, they got, because what did he have before, do you know?
I have no idea. I know he started off with the smartphone thing. He started off with those Blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to Android.
Yeah, because I feel like some people that don't like Android, they get like the lower end devices that aren't always updated and kept. They still get like a more neglected experience or not prime experience. I think if they use the more like the higher class devices, they'll get the full. They'll get the idea quicker than if they used, like say, like a Boost Mobile phone or whatever. I don't know. It's just because I've used other versions of other phones, and I'm just like, that version either isn't that good. I'm just more of a purist, so it's the pure Google version without all the bells and whistles from Samsung and whatnot, which I like better. Because Samsung's version of Android, I think, is just complete trash.
That's funny. People swear by that fucking.
I know the Galaxy phones, like the phones themselves, like the hardware is great. And you can actually get the Galaxy S4, you can buy it directly from Google, it's like $700. And Samsung will, they put Google's, like just straight pure Google's Android on it. All the bells and whistles, people say it's awesome. Same thing with like the HTC M8, which is supposed to be like the greatest, one of the nicest stylistic phones next to the iPhone.
I just, I don't have an actual, I've used Androids a little bit, and I did not like my experience.
I'm sure back in the day, like, the old versions are just...
But I it's the wrong way to put it, I haven't grown up with iOS, but, like, I mean, I started off with the iPhone 3.
Yeah.
I started off with the Edge or anything, I started off with 3,
yeah.
And I just enjoyed the ride so far. There's certain things that Apple does that annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate the iTunes app on the phone now. I hate it a lot. I hate iTunes now. But even though I get the computer,
it sucks. iTunes is just...
But I have an app I use instead, which piggybacks off of my fucking...
iCloud?
Yeah, but I mean, it's called Picky. I like it a lot better. It's a lot like the old...
And it actually has all your iTunes music in it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
And I like it. It has, because when you use iTunes on your phone, you go pick an artist and like you can't just pick an album, and you can't. No, you go to an artist and it has all the albums in one block. You can't just like, I couldn't like pick Dream Theater and then pick Images and Words and shuffle it. You can't do it. You have to shuffle all the artist music.
That's fucking retarded.
It's fucking stupid.
Oh wait, you actually shuffle albums?
Like, content on albums?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I only do that if I'm picking and choosing songs. I'll never shuffle an album.
I absolutely will, because most albums are fucking garbage. Like, very, very few albums are built to be played sequentially.
No, I know, but I'm just like, I don't know, the way I have it is like, my head, and I know, like, I always like when the song's ending, I like, in my head, as soon as the song starts ending, I have the next song ready to, like, I already can start.
You know, it's not even that I ever even do it either. It's just, it's stupid that you can't.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like it's really dumb. And I actually hate the new update on iTunes on my computer, too.
I actually went to go open iTunes the other day on my computer, and it was like, this version of iTunes is expired, please update. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what does that even mean? You know, maybe update before I can even fucking open it.
Really?
Yeah, it was when I was trying to, I think it was the last podcast we did, when I was trying to pull it off my iPad. It was like, it wouldn't open until I fucking downloaded the new version. I was like, what the flying fuck, Apple?
That's weird.
Yeah.
I never had to do that.
And iTunes is so bloated. I remember when iTunes first came, not first came out, but I remember a couple years ago.
It was so bare bones.
It was like 50 megs, and then when I went to go download the other day, it was like 300 megs. It's like, what the fuck? What the hell does it do now? It's such fucking shit.
Yeah, a lot of things I don't like about it. So I mean, I'm not a fucking Apple apologist. Like everything they do is fantastic. You know, I'm not dumb. It's just, I don't know. It's not even that I feel trapped with Apple. It's just I've had it for such a long time, and I'm comfortable with the way it works. I've invested money in various products.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And all my experiences I've had with Android are not that pleasant. So
yeah, no, fair enough. Everyone has had their experience. I'm not gonna sit here and like be like, Mike, you need to switch now, or I'm not gonna be friends with you.
And I've never ever argued and said like, you know, Apple's iOS is so much better than fucking Android. And I've had people I had someone at work walk up to me and saw my iPhone, and basically told me that Apple sucks and everything about his phone was so much better than mine. So I'm like, no, it's not. I'm right back to work.
That's fine. You can have your opinion.
Yeah, like it was essentially like a weird like kind of a bullying position. Like, dude, like, all right, yeah, I'm glad you're happy with your fucking phone. Go back to your desk and fist fuck yourself because you're so happy with your phone.
Yeah, it's just some people are just complete dick bags when it comes to that stuff.
I know people that like that would like, you know, are way back when, you know, the Sega Saturn, PlayStation, Nintendo 64 thing.
Jesus.
Nintendo 64 pins were all assholes. They're all dick bags. It was ridiculous. And the system sucked.
The 64 was a good system.
Not really.
GoldenEye.
Okay.
Shadows of the Empire.
No.
Yes.
GoldenEye was outstanding. That's
Shadows
a fact.
Of the Empire was outstanding.
Mm. The Mario Kart game sucked.
Yeah, I didn't like Mario Kart.
Diddy Kong Racing was cool, though.
Diddy Kong Racing? I don't think I played Diddy Kong Racing.
That was a cool game.
Perfect Dark was fun, but Perfect Dark was basically...
That was GoldenEye Part 2.
Yeah, pretty much.
It even had some of the GoldenEye levels.
Yeah.
For the multiplayer.
It did, yeah, that's a good point. But Rare was like, oh, fuck it, it works, let's do it.
Fuck it, man. I mean, it's just... I don't know. There was a lot of things about N64 was shit. The sound was all shit, no matter what you did. The whole cartridge format was just blue shit. I mean, like, I was a big fan of cartridge format because, you know, I hated the whole fucking scratching of discs and...
Yeah, but you can't do cartridges anymore.
You can't, no, because
it's
don't
way
have
too fucking expensive, and it doesn't...
Yeah, the Nintendo 64 games, they started off at, like, $70.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. And PlayStation was like, oh, really? I mean, their games were going for 50, 60. They dropped everything down to 40.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man, that's half the cost of...
And the one more thing about N64, which I never thought about until about 2 seconds ago. Remember the expansion thing?
The DD64?
No, not the DD. That didn't even come out in America, did it?
No.
Not that, the chip you added.
No.
So it was on the front, and it had a...
Oh, I had those spot over there, but I didn't remember.
You opened it, you took out one, and you put the other thing in there, and it's like...
I don't know you can do that.
You guys fucking... They must have planned it. Oh, they must have...
No, I remember it was there, but I thought I didn't know anything ever got released here.
Yeah, so it was like a piece of... It wasn't the DD64, it was like another, like, it added more memory or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was an expansion module, which I guess it's not really... them being dicks. It's probably like, oh, you know, we could probably work on this and get this upgraded within the next year, so we'll add the ability to expand. But yeah, DD64 was just nothing good.
I guess it didn't do that well in Japan. It wasn't.
Did any console expansions like that ever do well? There was a Sega CD. Returned mine.
Yeah,
32X was...
That's
still not... None, that never did well. That Sega
CD I liked it, well. Though. The choice was okay. I liked it. But I guess it didn't do well.
Yeah, none of them ever did.
Well, did the Super Game Boy do well?
Oh, Super Game Boy.
That was like the Super Nintendo cartridge that you plug the Game Boy cartridges in, and you could plug it into your Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. And you play it on your... I remember that. I played that at Kings, yeah.
I don't think it did well.
I don't think it did either, but it was fun. It was cool.
That's interesting.
That, right? But yeah, I don't think any console hardware expansion ever really was like took off.
I can't.
Which is why the N64 was the last one that actually had one, right? Because after N64 was PlayStation, then all disc-based games after that.
Well, PlayStation and Saturn were before N64. I think, weren't they?
I think Saturn was... No, PlayStation was after. after, but I think Saturn was. Wasn't Saturn one of the first?
It was the first next generation system.
The first, yeah.
But I think PlayStation was on after that, though.
Yeah, Saturn was the first disc one, right? Well, first disc one in the U.S. I'm sure fucking Japan had 7,000 different ways.
Well, what did the Jaguar use?
CD, right?
What did the Jaguar use?
Cartridges.
Did it? I never played the Jaguar.
I played it once, and they had like an Alien Predator game.
Oh, I did. I played the two, but I played
the Bruce Lee game. That was the Bruce Lee game.
Yeah, I played the Alien vs. Predator, but I played it at a store, and the game system was like out of view.
Yeah.
All I had was the shitty cartridge. The shitty fucking Atari Jaguar.
Yeah, I remember Joel had a Saturn, and I was like, man.
I loved my Saturn. It had so many good games.
Shenmue, was it Shenmue on Saturn, or was that Dreamcast?
I think it was Dreamcast. I never played it, but I mean, I played a lot of shit. I liked...
I never had a Sega Saturn.
I liked it, man. I loved the Virtual Cop games. Virtual Cop, The Virtual Cop games.
Oh, Virtual Cop, yes, Virtual Cop games.
I liked the Virtual Fighter games.
Oh, Virtual Fighter, yeah.
All those arcade games Sega had were awesome. I loved Knights. Knights was a great game.
Knights, I remember playing that a lot of Joel's.
We really enjoyed our Saturn. We used to play it all the time. They had a Rugrats game for it that was badass. I liked it. It was just... I guess because it was the first next generation system, I guess it was like easy to program for.
The case with a lot of that at the time.
But it was based on the M3 board, whatever they were using in the arcades at the time.
Yeah.
So it was harder, and when Sony came out with theirs, it was a lot more user friendly. So it was a lot easier for programmers.
Yeah. It's interesting now that Sega's out of the hardware race. It's really weird to see
Sonic and Mario games.
Not Mario, but like, Sonic and Mario games, but also like Sonic
on
Xbox now.
It's weird.
All the Sonic games are really on Wii and Xbox One. No, he's not on PlayStation at all. Right?
I don't remember.
But yeah, I guess they realized that the Dreamcast kind of went...
I don't know if people swear by that.
Oh, yeah, too. I remember when Joel first got it, he was like, this is awesome. He's like, look, you had like... Plugged in like an LCD, or like an LED thing into like the control, and you can actually see everything you can see on the screen. Like, look, you can see what my health is and stuff. And I'm like, I can see it there too, but whatever. But yeah, I think Sega took a lot of risks with a lot of the stuff they did. Like, the Sega CD was a risk. That was the first real disc based.
I think it was, yeah.
I think they took a lot of risks and they just...
Yeah, but I think...
I'm sure they could have came out with... In the same generation as PlayStation 2. I'm sure they probably could come out with a system if they wanted to.
I think they realized that, they were having more success with the games than they were with the systems.
Right. Like, I feel like Nintendo should have backed off after the Wii. I think the Wii U is not a cash grab. I think it's a grasp at life.
I literally have no idea what it is.
It's the Wii U is basically the Wii, but a little more powerful. You can use the controllers. The only cool thing about the Wii U is you get a big, each one comes with a big game pad, and it has a screen on it, like about this big. It's a big pad, it's got the buttons like that.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is you can play games on it. So you put the game on the Wii U. If I'm sitting on the couch playing a game, Carrie's like, oh, I want to watch one of my super fucking reality shows. I'm like, alright, fine. Switch it, and I'm just sitting there.
That's kind of badass.
That is badass, but it's like, that's about it. I don't know.
I only played Wii, I think, maybe once.
The Wii's fun for party games. It's good. Like, the Mario games are fun, but like, I still have it. I just don't find myself playing it.
I played some weird like physics-based games, sort of. It was when it first came out. I think it was like, you knock shit off of some fucking... I really don't remember what it was at all. I played it at Vision's place.
It's fun. Like Zelda, like I said, Zelda and stuff like that. But it's mostly, whenever I want to play the Wii U, it's always a party. Like, if someone's over, it. Like...
Do you have the Wii U?
I don't have a Wii U, no.
Do you have a Wii?
I have a Wii, yeah.
No, I have a couple older systems.
I can't wait till I get my retro arcade thing with all the ROMs on it.
What do you mean retro arcade?
There's like a, I bought a little thing and I could put a bunch of like old school emulators on it, and I got some USB Nintendo controllers, so we can play like old school games, old school arcade games, too, like the X-Men arcade, the Superman arcade.
I just have the X-Men on here.
Yeah, but how often do we play on a big TV next to each other?
It's not as pretty as you remember looking.
Yeah.
Well, I want to buy old arcade units.
I do too, but with this, if I ever get anything more done down here, I think I may buy like the cabinet and the screen,
and I can literally just ROMs.
Hook that up to that, and then just have it.
Yeah.
With the six, like it would be nice to buy the full arcade unit, but then you're paying what $100 for one game with this.
If you're lucky, you've got $100. Yeah. But it's just weird games that like they're hard to find. Like I'd like to get the Street Fighter the movie arcade game. Like that. It was cool, man.
Yeah.
Really cool. It's really rare. I found it. I saw it somewhere once recently, and I put my money in it. Didn't work.
Motherfucker. Hate my money.
So it was with Chan. We played it. I think they had that one, and they had like Street Fighter 2.
The Time Cop games would be fucking awesome to have.
Time Cop games.
The Time Cop or the Virtue Cops? The one where you press the pedal.
Oh, Time Crisis.
Time Crisis, sorry, yeah, Time Crisis. Yeah. Those were fun.
It was okay. It was weird. I'm not really a big fan of the lightning games. I don't think I really ever liked a whole lot of the Virtual Fighter games. I definitely really liked the old Terminator 2 arcade game.
Fuck yeah. I still play that whenever I see that. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's really hard to beat.
Remember the Lethal Weapon? Oh, Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Enforcers.
Lethal Enforcers. Lethal Enforcers.
Or Revolution X.
Yep.
The Aerosmith game.
They're so fucking random that they had.
It's fucking weird. But yeah, I remember all that shit. That shit was fun.
Yeah, arcade games are always... I'm just waiting for like the Oculus Rift to come down in price. They're supposed to say that it's consumer ready in less than 6 months.
What is that?
That's the virtual reality thing. The headset,
mm-hmm.
And it's literally supposed to be like full on. People, Theodore's played it at a con, and it's supposed to be really like he said he was on a starship bridge, and like it's fully like you're there. Like if you go on YouTube, I'll show you after this. If you go on YouTube, we're actually speaking of YouTube. You need to go watch the Nightwing video after.
Is there another one?
I think so. Yeah.
I thought we were done.
Was that the? Oh, that was the end. You're right. That was the end. I thought there was one more. You're right. That was the end. Okay. But if you go on YouTube and watch people doing the Oculus Rift thing, like, you'll see them, like, this is just a compilation of people, like, they give them this thing and then, like, they jump back or they'll fall and shit like that because it's, like, so real. It's fucking insane. Like, I really want to, yeah. It's getting there. It's, like, pretty fucking nuts.
It's getting there and all I want to do is play Mario and Sonic games.
Yeah.
The games I like playing were, like, Twisted Metal games.
Twisted Metal was fun, no matter what. Twisted Metal was fun.
I like fighting games. I like Virtua Fighter and Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat. I love those games.
I don't like fighting games. I think I discussed it. I don't like fighting games if I'm playing by myself.
I'm okay with it.
I don't know. It's just something that doesn't really... I like playing with... Like, I feel like fighting games always for, like, group.
Well, I know I definitely bought that, Street Fighter game for my 3DS, and I don't think I play it ever.
I need to watch that Street Fighter show too.
I still haven't watched it anymore. I watched it, I think like 6 out of 12 episodes. I just haven't had a chance. Living busy.
Yeah, I need to start catching up on shit.
I can't wait until me, Sean, and Josh play another game. You're gonna be. You're gonna shit your pants at one of our covers.
One of the covers?
Yeah, one of the covers you're doing. You're gonna shit your pants.
Keep talking about video games.
I don't know why I just talked about this.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about?
No, I don't know why I jumped ship.
Is it regarding? I'm trying to think. What's the cover? Is it a video game cover?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
No, I was thinking because I've been busy. I'm thinking
oh,
I'm busy
okay,
with.
Okay.
Then I was like, oh man, we're doing that. Oh man.
Is it Kevin Gilbert?
No.
Is it like, I'm going to shit my pants like, oh my god, I love this song, I'm going to shit my pants? Or is it, I'm going to shit my pants like, holy crap, I can't believe you're playing this, I'm going to shit my pants?
You know, she's like, I can't believe you guys decided to do this. Not that we're going to do it well, I assure you. I mean, it's not like, I mean, you know, we're playing mostly fucking acoustic instruments. We're not doing anything that crazy. But
does it involve a round?
No, but...
Are you doing thoughts?
No, we're going to do Lifting Shadows Off a Dream.
No, that's why you texted me about that the other day, isn't it?
No. After I texted you, I texted Sean.
And you said, let's do it?
Yeah.
And have you done, and have you, not recorded me, but have you guys played it together acoustically?
Yeah.
And they have the sound?
I don't know. Because
what are you guys playing next? What are you playing?
Sean is, he's never fucking available for anything.
No shit.
So it's hard. But, like, we've done two practices where, we don't have the we don't have that part down yet. But, like, we have the rest of the song pretty well done. The only thing we have to work on...
Who's singing?
Sean's own lead vocals. The only thing we have to work on is that part, and then the last, the harmonies.
Nice. That's awesome. That's so fucking awesome. I hope I'm really loaded when you guys play, and I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna go out. You know what's a good idea? This is gonna be a good idea. I'm gonna go up and take the microphone and sing. I'm just the Dick Janus.
It was funny because I was thinking. I told Sean, I was like, we should just play a stripped down acoustic version. You know? So I was thinking just like, but it's like, yeah, we can probably do something like that. And then, after we start working out the song bits, he's like, oh yeah, you can do, you know, you can do this, and this, and this, and this. And I'm playing all the hard parts. Because Sean's singing, so he's just doing these little simple strumming parts. And I'm doing all these harmonic bits and, like, the hard parts. It's really fucking hard to play. It's like, fuck.
Have you seen Devin Townsend do Burning My Soul?
No.
You know what, the Progressive Nation FC thing, that prog concert that Mike Boyd put on? See, he did a cover of Burning My Soul. Oh, I'll show you after this, too. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like, not even, it's not a serious cover, but like, even like, someone asked Mike Portnoy what he thought of it, and he goes, I thought it was fucking hilarious. It's like, it's out of this world, like, it's over the top, out of this world.
What made him pick that one, out of all of them? Because it's one of the most straightforward songs they have.
Yeah, Devin Townsend is just...
I fucking hate Devin Townsend.
I don't hate him, but...
I do.
Yeah, I like this. I listened to his last album on Spotify. It was fun.
I don't know. You know, it has nothing to do with Devin Townsend. It's people that like him that I hate.
Yeah, I'm not a giant fan, so it's not like I'm like, he's the best thing ever, he's Devin Townsend, he's a genius. I also realized he makes a lot of joke music. Like, I didn't realize I thought I was listening to his latest... like Devin Townsend Project CD or whatever. Or they'll listen to his latest Devin Townsend Band CD.
He's really prolific.
Yeah, a lot of music. I listened in the background and I'm like, and I listened to the lyrics and I went, this is fucking apeshit, batshit insane. It was like talking about like Space Invaders and shit. And I was like, and like Ziltoids and Zoids. And I was like, I went to go look and I was like, oh, this is not his serious. Well, it's probably serious to him, but to me, I'm like, this little.
Yeah.
Out there.
I just haven't gotten to it. I remember even Joel used to really like it, and I was like, what is the appeal? He's like, he screams so hard, he's losing his hair. No, he's not, he's just getting older.
Yeah, he's balding.
Yeah, sorry, Joel.
But he didn't really scream too much in... He did, but Soul Strapping and Lad was his main.
A lot less screaming in that one.
And I like Strapping, I like a couple Strapping and Lad songs. I mean, one CD. There's one song I really fucking dig by them, but that's about it. Well, there's more, but there's one song that like I really fucking like a lot, like a lot, and it's really not that good. it's just got this weird beat in the background that I really just like the way it goes. He just screams no one over and over again. He screams no one fucks with me pretty much a lot in the song, and it just gets crazy.
I fuck with them all the time. I just can't get into it.
But I will say, I will recommend, I don't know if I would pay, I don't know if, I used to pay for it. I don't know if I'd go back to it, Spotify on my mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
$15 a month is a, now that I'm paying the $25 a year for Prime Music, and now that Prime Music has been giving me all this other free music, because I'm a Prime member, is good, but Spotify, if you have your computer around, and you download the app, it's free, you get an ad maybe every other song, but you can still get all full albums.
Yeah, I'm against Spotify.
Why?
They fuck over artists.
I read that's bullshit.
I read that's not bullshit.
Then artists shouldn't, record companies shouldn't let them do it.
Well, some artists aren't doing it, I guess.
Taylor Swift got pulled, apparently. I read that article.
Yeah,
they
really do.
And they said that they sent a $6 million royalty check.
And they said they had like $2,000 or something.
That's a lot of fucking hearsay.
Well, it seems weird that someone just gave you $6 million to pull your music off their fucking website. Doesn't seem like a very logical fucking thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't know if you like it, but I like $6 million.
Mm.
I'd be okay with that.
Well, no, I don't know. Okay, you don't agree with it, but it's still a good fucking service. And if you're using the free version?
Yeah, no, it's just, I don't know. I really don't know what else is out there that I want to listen to that I don't have.
There's a lot, I found.
Maybe you could find out.
I could click the related artist tab. There's stuff that I wouldn't normally buy. Like, have you heard Ghost? I think I explained Ghost to you before. Ghost BC is what they're called now. They had to change their name.
No.
They're like a band that dresses up with masks. And they do kind of like not a doom metal, but kind of a doom metal type.
Oh, I think we're some of this. Yeah.
And no one, and then they're like, lead singer is like Pope, whatever. He's a Pope.
Yeah.
So no one knows who they are, but they're all actual, I guess, well-known musicians, but they can't disclose their
identity
because of record deals and shit.
Yeah, I think we were some of the stuff.
Yeah, and Dave Grohl's played with them before as Mast and whatnot. Not bad.
No.
So there's stuff like that, like the shit like that, like what I'll read, and then I'll be like, oh, I'll check them out, but I don't want to go, buy the CD or just listen to one song. I'll just put the whole album on. I'm like, no, this is not bad. It's good background music.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I
Exodus. I remember when I texted the other day about Exodus.
Yeah, I've heard their older stuff and they're really into
it. Their new CD, I didn't really go back to their old stuff, but I was like, holy shit, this is actually pretty damn good. I liked it.
I read somewhere, I don't know if it's true, but I heard the Die by the Sword by Slayer was a start off as an Exodus song.
Really?
Like, in some version of it.
Huh.
I don't know if it's true. I don't know. And I heard that there's certain stuff, that Kirk had that he took from Exodus, like certain...
Brought to Metallica.
I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck enough to listen.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know, I don't know. I have so much music right now just to listen to.
Oh yeah, no, I do too, but I just... listen. Now I'm on a thing where I just like to listen to new stuff, because I'm not lying.
I just haven't heard anything new. A lot of people show me stuff, and nothing interests me anymore.
There's nothing that makes me go, oh my god, I love all of them in the Exodus thing that I was shocked that I actually would have enjoyed, but there's nothing that makes me go, holy crap, this is amazing.
I've actually been on a weird fucking Scenes from Memory kick. I listened to it in its entirety a couple times in the last week.
Nice.
It's just a good fucking record, you know? It's weird, I remember when I first started getting into Dream Theater, I think it was before that came out. The first thing I heard about them was Awake. I heard that through Andrew Vision's brother-in-law or some shit. He was a bass player and he's a big John Mayer fan, so he showed us Dream Theater. And I remember I really liked 6 o'clock and the first few songs anyway, Cotton Web and Innocent Fate. But it was really different from when I heard when I heard Images of Words later. And when I heard Scenes from Memory, and at the time I was just I was more into those, and I was like, Scenes from Memory is okay, I guess, but...
I did the same thing. When I first heard Scenes, I was just
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Now it's holy crap, yeah, it seems fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, Images is phenomenal, Awake is phenomenal, Change of Seasons is one song. Okay.
It's so good.
And it's ridiculously good.
And the covers. I like the covers on it.
It's okay. James is not at his best.
The full bootleg gives it more character.
I bet. But it is what it is. Falling to... it's weird. Falling into Infinity has some really good highs, but some of it's kind of a ho-hum.
Yeah.
But I still like it.
No, I agree.
But Seeds from
Memory I would say that there are a lot of the demos from Falling into Infinity that I like better than... I like You Or Me better than You Not Me, for sure. Don't Look Past Me is a really good song.
I have to listen to all of this stuff again.
Don't Look Past Me has a lot of clips. It's the one with a lot of clips from the Robin Williams movie, School Ties.
Oh, the one with the fucking... That skull and crossbones, whatever it was called. Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, Dead Poets Society, yeah.
Okay, that was in there?
Yeah. Well, Don't Look Past Me obviously is on the CD, but it was the B-side. Speak to Me was a good one. Cover My Eyes. There's a lot of... Falling to 50, I was going to say Falling to 50 has the best B-sides, but I don't think it's that they have the best B-sides. I think it's that they have the fucking most B-sides.
Well, those
only a double album.
Yeah, well, plus they released singles off of that one.
Yeah.
And they haven't really done...
That was them trying to be... Well, that was the record company trying to make them more.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like it's still a really good fucking record.
No, it is. I'm not saying it's not.
You know? I like a lot of those songs. I love Hollow Years. I love Peruvian Skies.
Oh, yeah.
Burning My Soul, Annabelle Lee. Annabelle Lee is, was that Poe?
I don't even, yeah.
Annabelle Lee is, I think it's by Edgar Allan Poe.
Tyler Tears.
Annabelle
Lee's really good. Lines in the Sand.
Lines in the Sand is great.
Fucking Doug Pinnick is great.
Yeah.
I really do like You Or Me better than You Not Me, but that's just...
Me. Who do they work with? Is it Desmond Child or some shit?
Yeah.
Oof. That was a bad mix.
That was the first time that they didn't produce their own.
Yes. It was the only time.
Yeah. First and only, yeah.
But, I don't know. I mean, you're not going to turn them into a pop band. It's not going to work. You know? Although, Hall of the Years definitely had some potential.
That was so good.
That was a good song. And hearing Jordan Rudess' version last year was so good.
That was awesome.
Wasn't it awesome?
I would love to see him play again.
That was really fun. That was way better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting him to play that much. I don't know. I thought it was going to be not like a clinic, but like a, I don't know.
I thought it would be more boring. I didn't think he'd be so personable, but he was kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know? I liked it. I thought it was good. It was a good show.
So the only musicians then that we haven't seen outside of Dream Theater now are...
James.
And do we see John Mayall? No. Right?
I don't know. No, we haven't seen John. I don't think he does anything outside of Dream Theater.
He does, but I don't think he plays live. He does. He did that Jelly Jam with Ty Tabor from
the
Insects.
Right. Yeah,
I think that's it.
No, he who plays bass with Liquid Tension?
Tony Levin.
Interesting. It's weird that Dream Theater used to sometimes play Liquid songs.
I don't see why not. It's everyone except fucking John Mayall.
James.
Yeah, but how many times do they do fucking... Yeah, James, but how many times do they have instrumental songs they play without James there on stage, so...
Yeah, no, but it's just a point that, like, if I was trying to be like, fuck off. You fucking didn't invite me to join that band, I'm playing these fucking songs, you shit fuckers.
I bet they invited him, he was like, no. Or they probably said... I don't know, he probably enjoys playing it. But you can't really say... You can't really have John Mayall join with contention and be like, hey, okay,
what... The Dream Theater without fucking
James. Yeah, what did you do without James Brie?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you
they could, what if now, oh, they could now.
Because of porn. Wow. You know how crazy it would be if LTE did another record?
People have asked him a bunch of times, and he says that he would 100% do it.
I know he would. If he had 100% joined me, Dream Theater as well.
He would in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's openly said it.
I don't know.
I bet he's a fucking ass clown behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to be. It seemed like they just got, wait, are you gone? Oh, you want to take a month off? No, fuck you, you're gone. Like they were fucking ready.
Yeah, he definitely, he seems, I don't know, he's very controlling.
I don't like that, there's certain things, that whole fucking No Metropolis thing was so Jewy.
About the No Metropolis Part 1?
Yeah. Mm. What kind of fucking shit is that? You know, well, we're not playing that song. Fuck you.
Again, we've talked about this before, and I know you've said whatever, but I do like the fact that he took the time to review the set lists for the cities when they played before.
No, like,
songs.
You know, they're like the only band ever that will do a tour and play every one of their fucking songs at some point. You know, except for...
But how many times have we fucking seen Metropolis? A lot.
I've seen it play it twice.
I've seen it...
Three times.
Three, yeah, okay. Yeah, right, okay, fine.
Yeah, I've seen Dream Theater like 7 times. I've seen him play twice, and once was that really fast version.
What are they doing right now, anyways?
I don't fucking know.
They have a new album, I don't even fucking know. I still go to the Mike Portnoy forum every fucking day, though.
Do you really?
It's weird, dude. It's like this, like, internet thing I have now. I don't even go there for, like, Portnoy anymore. I just go there to go there. It's, like, just on my, like, thing I have to go and scroll to the first page and see if there's any posts. Like, the posts I read, I don't even read, like, posts, like, that are literally sometimes useful. I just... I've been going there for, like, I don't know.
10 years.
Fucking 10
longer,
years.
Longer.
And his form isn't even all, yeah, it's not all music, it's just whatever.
Is he still active on it all the time?
Not as much as he used to. He is. He does posts on it, but, you know, occasionally reply to people's posts, but yeah, not as active. He's more active on Twitter than anything.
Everyone's active on Twitter now.
Yeah.
I fucking
And he has that tweet secret thing. Like, you pay $3 a month and, like, you get, like, special videos.
Of what?
Secret videos of them doing stuff.
And pulling the donkeys.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I did it because I wanted to see a Winery Dogs, like, acoustic thing at WAF, and then I canceled it. And then I think they were such a new company, they didn't realize what I did. They stopped charging me, and they kept my subscription, so I still see Portnoy's stuff, and I don't even fucking watch it. It's really fucking dumb. Basically him being like, here's Tweet Secret, this is me doing this, like, this is me recording my son's band next to none, and it's like, they're fucking 13-year-olds. Pretty sure they're not going to do too much. No offense.
Have you seen those videos of, like, those bunch of little kids playing, like, Pull Me Under and shit like that?
Yes.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's like, have your son do that.
That's just fucking nuts. Speaking of Pull Me Under, I was listening to, I think, to the last live album they did. Not the last one, but the next to last one. The Live at Luna Park.
Yep.
And,
Because that last one, they didn't buy yet.
What's up?
It is? Did you get it?
No. I've been thinking about buying it. It's pretty cheap on iTunes.
It is Boston, so... Oh, you actually got it digitally?
Yeah.
So, just the fucking CD?
It's on iTunes, yeah.
Oh, sweet. I'll see if it's on Amazon. Okay.
Yeah, the track listing isn't that great, but it's definitely better suited for his voice now. You know, like, they don't have a, they're not making the most where he has to go fucking really high.
Yeah.
From what I remember by looking at the list. But, like, because, you know, I remember thinking when I listened to it, I was like, to Pull Me Under, I was like, well, I mean, I guess he got through it, you know? And, like, I wish they would just play a song maybe, like, a step lower. Just to drop the tuning of it. It'd be much easier for them to sing. But they just won't. Like, has to play an E. Drop it to D, you know? If they did that with a lot of their older stuff, it'd be a lot easier for James to sing. You know, the guy's, like, 50 years old. He can't do that shit anymore. You know, as a guitar player, you know, as long as you don't have arthritis in your wrist, you're good. Vocalists are a different fucking breed.
I see other bands do that. I'm not, obviously, you know, not musical. Like, Aerosmith do it, and Rolling Stones.
And Aerosmith doesn't, but Steve Tyler's a freak. He's a freak vocalist. He's not like a James LaBrie kind of a talent, but his voice is just... He probably has a bigger vocal range than James LaBrie, believe it or not.
Hmm.
And his vocal range is stayed intact. I don't know why. Yeah, so certain people have, like...
He probably drinks and smokes more than James LaBrie does.
Yeah, I said he's a freak. I'm not fucking... You know, but, like, a lot of his stuff is on the lower end, but a lot of his stuff isn't. You know, he still does... Like, there's not a song in their repertoire that they don't do. Kind of like Dream Theater. You know, there's no songs that they won't play.
Yeah.
More or less. They didn't play fucking... what's that fucking one for a week? They just started playing recently.
Innocence Faded?
No. The last track.
Oh, Space Sickness.
Yeah. Like, you know, when I started playing that one, that's fucking strange, you know?
But well, you knew.
Knew what?
It wasn't just... It was Portnoy stopping them from playing that.
Was it?
It had to have been.
Why?
I don't... Because Kevin Moore... Because
they're done with the track?
Or Kevin Moore... Kevin Moore, I don't know, I thought it was who they were stopping to play because Kevin Moore just was just Kevin Moore.
Wait, isn't Portnoy and Kevin Moore, aren't they still close?
They did OSI together and then Portnoy left because of creative differences. But Kevin Moore's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Which he is. Fucking bat. He's batshit crazy. He fucking does soundtracks for like Swedish movies under his band name, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I think speaking of...
Like, I felt like it was Portnoy because they didn't do it until after he left, but it was like two albums at least, so maybe it wasn't, I don't know, maybe they just were like, fuck it.
Fuck him. Yeah, because he went and did that song on his last record, didn't he?
No, he recorded it himself.
No, what I'm saying is he did a version of Space Dance on his first record, right?
No, he just put the demo on there.
Oh.
No, it was like before James recorded it.
Was the rest of the band cool with it?
But it wasn't released.
Oh, I've heard initially. It.
Yeah, no, I have too.
Oh, okay.
It was recorded before James recorded his vocals.
Okay. I heard this back in high school. It's been a long time. Alright. Speaking of like other like people vocalists, there's a couple of them, like, you know, the singer from Heart. Dude. She's a freak.
Really?
Unbelievable. Her voice is the same. I
believe you.
Yeah, when we end this, I'm gonna show you like a version of them doing like some shit for like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whatever.
We watched it.
Did we?
Yes.
I thought we watched the fucking Zeppelin thing.
Oh no, we watched the Joan Jett.
Oh, okay.
We watched Joan Jett one.
I just did.
I was with you.
Was I drunk?
I think we were drunk, yeah.
Not fair enough. That was
but yeah.
Some other fucking freak. There's a couple of people that he's like, what the fuck? Most people are like Ozzy. You know, they're doing the songs in lower keys because they can't fucking do them anymore.
You hear they're doing another season of the Osbournes? What? Well, they're doing 8 episodes.
For what?
Osbournes, the reality show. Because Ozzy said that he was fucking drunk and high throughout the entire run last time, so he feels like he should just kind of do a where are they now, and so he's fucking sober.
I've never seen an episode of the show.
I used to watch it all the time.
I've only ever seen...
I watched the first season. My parents used to watch it too. Like, it was interesting, but it was just fucking out of this world. Like,
I've seen the TV spots a few times. I was like, there's no way to fucking watch this shit.
It was ridiculous. I read the other day when I was reading the article about that. Apparently that was the first like reality show with like...
No script?
Yeah, like, well, following like a music thing. And then, but I don't remember that being...
Sharon insisted that all this shit was fucking bad fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I guess the producers would like invent storylines by mixing things from day to day to make it seem like a...
Yeah.
You know, but on the whole, I guess it was all, I guess, fucking no bullshit.
I'm sure Ozzy was, if he was shit-faced the whole time, they probably couldn't control him until they get him to do something they wanted him to do.
All the thing I saw on TV was like, oh...
Sharon! I can't tie my fucking shoes!
That's be fucking crazy, because, like, Jack is straight now. So is Kelly, I think, straight now.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing now, though.
She was doing some show with Joan Rivers and shit.
Like, oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Fashion show.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's fucking nuts to think, like, what the fuck are they thinking?
It can't be money. It can't be money. Sharon's doing what? Fucking whatever. She's doing some talent show,
she's
right?
Doing a show with Howard Stern, right?
Yeah, she's gotta be making money. Ozzy's definitely making money.
Wasn't that somebody toured? A couple of years ago.
I saw him. It was Sabbath.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
Yeah. Okay. New cities. But he's still gonna be getting royalties for everything else.
No, of course. I was just curious when the last time he toured.
So it can't be about money. I'm wondering if it's Kelly or...
Well, Jack has some fucking...
He's doing directing stuff.
Yeah, he has a genetic problem that's gonna fuck his ass up.
Oh, really? Maybe they're trying to...
Well, no, it was really weird because it was, you know, he got himself really fucking fit, started doing MMA.
Did he really?
Not like I don't think he was competing, but training. And he was like, you know, all ripped, and then he found out he was in like muscular dystrophy or some shit. Some shit that's kind of fucking degraded. It's like, dude, you were the biggest fuck up outside of River Phoenix. Because he fucked up and died. You know, and then you get yourself on track, and then he's like, oh, by the way, you're still fucked. Like, that sucks ass.
Yeah, it's going to be a terrible fucking just...
Put a gun in your mouth.
He did that. He produced or directed whatever the last Ozzy documentary.
God bless Ozzy Osbourne.
It's actually pretty good.
I haven't seen it yet.
I own it, although I lent it to you, but I lent someone in Hawaii that refused to return it. So
it's on Netflix.
Is it?
Thank goodness. Oh, I have it downloaded too. So
I don't know if it's on Netflix though.
I still need to see Some Kind of Monster as well.
Don't fucking watch that shit. I watched one part of one scene. I wanted to fucking punch myself.
And have you seen the other new Metallica movie that was like...
That's on Netflix.
Yeah. Have you watched it?
I tried.
It's like a concert, right?
But with a weird storyline in the background.
And there's something edited into it?
Yeah, the dude who plays fucking Harry Osborn in Spider-Man.
James Franco.
No, the other one.
Oh, the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like the main character.
Yeah, so it's... weird.
I got like 10 minutes in.
Like, I heard it's weird. Like, so it's just like a live concert with...
some weird shit in the background.
Some stupid shit. Like... it's strange. Don't know why, but okay.
Well, I think they feel like the whole concert thing. They've had like 8 different concerts.
They just don't know what to do anymore. They just have some shit. I read an article the other day that Lars Ulrich's dad was like... I guess he showed him like a song from St. Anger. She was like... yeah, this is gonna be shit. Why are you doing this? Pretty much said. Like, yeah, my dad hated saying anger. He said it was pretty much shit. I was like, oh, that sounds alright.
There was something Josh showed me. No, Sean showed me. Sean. They were playing some gig somewhere, and they let the crowd vote on what song they were gonna play. I think it was like Justice for All. It was one of the harder songs. And they fucked it up like 3 times in a row. And we started. Right before they started playing it, the reason why he showed it to me is because of the fuck-ups. But Sean showed me it originally because he was like, for that. But as soon as it starts off, he's like, so we'll play this. Guess you guys don't like Saint Anger. He made some joke about it. It's really awesome. Funny. That's some weird sort of like, that's such a severe misstep.
It really is, and they know it. But they still play a song or two from it.
They still play like 2 songs.
Like sometimes they say Anger, and they play also the one Fragile.
Frantic.
But that style, the German Manchester style. Pots and pans.
Is that really in there?
What, pots and pans?
Yeah.
No, when I think of the way the drums go.
Oh.
It sounds like pots and pans.
Yeah, it sounds like he's hitting the fucking it's like hitting cowbell instead of a snare.
I remember liking something off that CD a couple of times. But I think it was me forcing myself to like it, so I'm thinking about it, I'm gonna go back and
Ray Harlow took pictures of me when I first heard one of the songs. He's just, I didn't know until later.
And you were just like
it was unbelievable.
Well, Saint Anger, remember when they first released Saint Anger, I was just like, yes, new Metallica song, it's gonna be great.
Oh.
Is this a joke?
Yeah.
Let me check the calendar. Is it April Fools?
Yeah, and it wasn't.
And then they came out with Deck Magnetic, and that was really fucking good. I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of it. And the new song, What Was the Summer, is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I thought it... Mm-hmm. Thinking about going back, thinking of St. Anger, and then listening to Deck Magnetic, yeah, it's fucking leaps and bounds better.
It's okay. It's way better than fucking St. Anger, yeah.
I like a lot of that. There's a lot of songs on it.
I don't like a single one.
Really?
I didn't hate
You didn't like them. Cyanide? I like
no.
Cyanide. And there was another song, what song was it? There's one song that I fucking loved.
Unforgiven 3?
No. No. Oh. No. 4th track.
Unforgiven 3?
Nope.
Isn't that the 4th track?
Nope. I can't think of the name.
I just didn't. I mean, I got it. That's another one of those CDs I got when I was at sea. Got it delivered to me in like Singapore or some shit.
You got it delivered to you in Singapore?
Yeah.
From where?
I ordered, I think it was in Japan. I ordered it from Amazon.
Did it ship from Japan?
No, it shipped to my ship.
How much did that cost you?
Nothing. It's free.
Have you listened to anything off of Beyond Magnetic?
Yes.
I like those songs too.
Not me.
I don't know. I guess I like it better than you do.
I didn't hate it. It's just, I actually thought that it was
almost... Oh, no, sorry. Track 5.
Because track 4 is what?
Track 4 is The Day That Never Comes. The Unforgiven 3 is 7.
Interesting.
I like All Nightmare Long.
Indivision like that song, too.
If I go through this, I'm going to go through the track listing. This is Just Your Life. Okay. End of the Line. Okay. Broken, Beaten, Scarred, I liked a lot. Day That Never Comes. All Nightmare Long, yes. Cyanide, yes. Unforgiven 3, I don't even remember how that goes. The Judas Kiss, I like. Suicide Redemption, I don't remember how that goes either. That was the instrumental. And then my clock was pretty good.
When I ordered that one, I also got, like, at that time, the newer Dido album at the time.
The new what?
At the time, it was the new Dido album.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one a hell of a lot more than I like the Metallica one.
You're probably sucking your own dick when I listen to it.
I also got a Lita Ford record I like better. This is all true story. I got a whole bunch of weird shit that trip. I got a whole bunch of CDs delivered to me.
Yeah, I remember Hate Train, Just a Bullet Away. Yeah, I actually like Beyond Magnetic a lot.
I own it though.
Beyond Magnetic?
Yeah.
I do too.
What?
I do too. I don't own it physically, but I own it.
I own it digitally.
I bought it.
Yeah. I just, I don't know, I mean, I think I always kind of try to support them.
Yeah, because you know what? They're my Rolling Stones. They're my Megadeth. Then again, no.
They're your Rolling Stones, your Megadeth.
No, Megadeth, sorry. Aerosmith, I meant to say.
Aerosmith's my Aerosmith.
Well, you know what I mean. I guess maybe you don't know what I mean. You probably
do. No, I'm just telling you that, because I grew up in the stuff my dad listened to when I grew up was Black Sabbath and Aerosmith and stuff. And Aerosmith was my first favorite band.
Yeah. Well, I'm always going to support Sabbath with Ozzy. I don't really know. I know. You like them without Ozzy, but there's not much I like without Ozzy.
What do you mean? Sabbath?
Yeah.
I don't like much of it. I like some of the
yeah.
Some of the Dio stuff. That's it, though.
The one band I'm always never going to turn my back on is Dream Theater, no matter what they put out.
I don't think I got their last record.
I definitely did. I still buy their shit. Obviously, it's Fox Spirit Man Wars, but...
I definitely got Black Cloud, Silver Linings. I got the one after that. What's the one after that? Was that the new one?
It was Dream Theater, self-titled.
I didn't get that one.
And then the other one was Dramatic Turn of Events.
I got that one.
Yeah.
But I didn't get
one. It was Black Cloud, Silver Linings, Dramatic Turn of Events, and then Dream Theater.
Yeah. Yeah. I got Dramatic. I didn't get
Dream. Last one, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the CD that they actually had after Death Magnetic.
Didn't have a CD.
Yes, they did.
They had some live stuff.
Is that fucking Lou Reed CD?
That's not Metallica.
It's fucking a Metallica CD.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Lou Reed and Metallica.
Yeah, it's more Lou Reed. There's Lou Reed's song with Metallica as a backing band.
Yeah, good point.
And now Lou Reed's dead. How does that make you feel?
Did you listen to any of it?
No.
It was pretty stupid.
Yeah, it sounded incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
Really fucking dumb.
Yeah, this sort of bands are all buy out anything pretty much. Anyway. I don't mind the last Dream Theater one. I don't know. But like, I got the new Mantle one comes out. That'll be, I think, in January. I don't like his last one, but fuck it.
It's like Manson's day, probably.
Well, something famous. You just take a selfie with the dick.
There's a lot of famous people to take out with the
Dan Aykroyd.
Fuck yeah. That's a Ghostbuster, dude.
Sean Goodman?
Probably not. He doesn't. He's cool, but whatever. Not what I'm doing.
What's his name? Pauly Shore.
What is he? Is he alive?
Yes.
Really? What's he doing now?
Dudes.
I want to look up what he's doing.
I can't believe we're still recording this podcast.
We should probably end this, huh? I guess so.
Yeah, no one even knows. Oh, well, first, we're going to, don't worry, we're going to tell you what Pauly Shore is doing right now. Let's find out what the fuck.
This is the most bizarre, rambling, useless looking podcast that's ever existed. This is
a really fucked up podcast. He has a fucking podcast.
I bet. He has a show called, something called Pauly Shore's Dead.
Tour dates? Oh my god.
I heard, I think it was Andy...
Dick?
Andy Dick said him and Pauly Shore might do a sequel to In the Army Now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Yeah, so, that's fucking weird.
What?
So, Saturday, January 31st, 10 to 11, he's playing in Chicopee, Mass. 10 to 11. Saturday, January 31st, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., he's playing the Wilbur Theater. Does the Wilbur Theater even do 1 a.m. shows?
Apparently. It's from New Year's.
January 31st.
I think it's December 31st.
Okay. So what does he do? Pauly Shore's interested. Who's he? He has Arsenio Hall. Sammy Shore, which I assume is brother. Joan Dangerfield. Interdice Clay. Carrot Top. Larry the Cable Guy.
What's that? I mean,
his podcast.
Interesting.
I'll give it a shot. Fucking weird. Well, that's what Pauly Shore is doing.
Let's end this garbage.
Yeah, so apologies if this seemed rambly and short. Not short at all.
How long has it been going?
We've been going for about an hour and 37 minutes. Jeez. Which is, but we've been off and on, so there's going to be some edited out, which you guys aren't going to hear. Well, then again, we can put it on cut. But yeah,
this was... edit this shit out. There's, no one wants to hear fucking our bullshit about your heating system.
Yeah, and there was a little bit with the brewing, so the brewing was, I think, what kind of, because we were back and forth, so it was kind of like a little out there a bunch of times.
Baby.
Yeah, a little eccentric. But, yeah, so I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
This is Nerd Sense.